This podcast is suitable for students between the ages of 16 to 25. If you're interested in self-improvement, productivity, study tips, this is the podcast for you.
Welcome to the Sweet and Sour Podcast.
My name is Abdumumuni Hikmat. I'm a student just like you. I'm passionate about personal development and productivity. So, if this is your first time listening to this amazing voice, don't make it your last. If not, sweetie, you know how we roll now.
Let me hear you say H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T. H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T. H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T.
Hi, sweetie. Welcome back to another episode on the Sweet and Sour Podcast. In today's episode, I'm delighted to let you know that we have been nominated for an award, the Superwoman Under 30 Award, under the Content Creation category, and I'm so honored and grateful to every one of you who took out your time to, you know, nominate me and help me get to this stage. Although we are not the winner of the award yet, we hope to be, inshallah. But anyways, whatever the outcome of the event is, alhamdulillah, I'm happy that, like, I'm able to get to this stage with this podcast. You know, it's like an achievement for me. But anyways, so back to today's story. I know you want to hear the full gist of how I got scammed, but okay so what happened was this. I was going for a program and I had to withdraw, and so I was not like close to the bank, so I had to use one of these like POS people that were like around. So I went to one person and I tried to withdraw from the person. At this point, like, my phone was dead because, like, there was no light, so I couldn't charge my phone. So I was trying to withdraw from this woman and it wasn't going through. So, and then he didn't write, kind of like, okay, he didn't write disapproved or anything. So I went to another POS, and apparently this was someone I knew before. Like, I used to use her POS, like, to withdraw. So I eventually withdrew the amount I was supposed to withdraw, and I made sure I went back to the woman to ask, like, are you sure they wouldn't debit me? Because now I couldn't check, like, from my phone. And it didn't even occur to me to even use my card to check honestly, because I was in a rush. So, and then I went for the program. You know, the program was fun. You know, came back. Then the next day, when they brought light, I charged my phone in the evening and I checked my... Oh, in fact, I didn't even have to check. Like, I just saw it's debit alert twice. Oh, my God. Apparently, they had debited me from... like the first POS I tried to withdraw from that I didn't get the cash, and he debited me from the person I actually got the cash from. So now, when I eventually went hiking the third day, so after the hike, after we came down from the mountain, I went back to check on the woman that I tried to withdraw from and didn't get the cash. And then I got the shocking news of my life that that was the first and the last time she was coming to that place. Like, they had never seen her before, so she was like a ghost. Like, nobody even knew her contact, nobody knew her name, you know, nobody knew anything about her. Like, oh my God, it was so, the feeling was so devastating. But, and so that particular day, I now, like, wanted to go back to the bank to kind of like, okay, see if they debited my, like, they credited the woman's account. You know, sometimes bank can do this thing where they debit you twice, but then they would reverse one. Unfortunately for me, that day was Saturday. Like, I literally forgot. You know that kind of thing where you actually forgot that, like, this is a weekend. I knew that the bank could not open. I forgot, and I got to the bank. And then I started to think, okay, what's happening? And then I realized that it was Saturday. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I was very stressed out. I first of all sat down, like, at one corner. I just sat down. Like, I didn't even know what to do. Then I went back to the hostel, and, you know, I just, like, okay, I just really took it, like, okay, it is what it is, what has happened has happened, and everything. And then, so, like, in the evening later, around, like, maybe 7, so I was, like, literally talking to my friends that were with me that day. I was trying to withdraw, like, you guys, can you remember this happened? And I was, like, even explaining to the woman to check if they credited her and stuff like that. They were like, oh, yeah, what happened? I told them, oh, they never saw you. Like, they debited me twice, and that woman has never been seen again. So unfortunately for me, someone actually transferred to that woman that day, one of my friends, and she was using an OP account. So that was how we got her number. Felt smart at that point. So I kind of like messaged her, but I didn't message her in terms of like, okay, you took my money, or my money was like giving, like my money, my account was debited and your account was credited, that kind of thing. I messaged her in terms of I wanted to buy something she was selling, because that day she was selling something else apart from like doing the POS something. So I messaged her, okay, and let's get this thing, blah 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 blah, when are you coming back to school? Initially she didn't reply, so I think after like a day, so she replied me and sent me the pictures of the product because I asked for it. And so I asked her, okay, when are you going to come back so that I can get the product and everything? And so she was like, she gave me the day she was going to come. It was like Wednesday and Thursday. And she was like, oh, she wasn't coming because she had another job, blah 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 blah, you know. I was like, okay, no problem. So fast forward to the day she said she was going to come. And so this is my other POS friend that I withdrew from that particular day. I told her about the plan and everything. So I was in the class, yeah, I was having a lecture when the woman came finally. So my friend called me that, okay, this woman's around today. I was like, okay. So after my lecture, I left. And immediately I got there, the most amazing thing happened, you guys. Like, this woman saw me and she was like, oh my God, I remember you. I was like, I didn't even have to say anything. She was like, yeah, your money entered my account. And oh my God, I didn't even know how to trace you. But I was just like, okay, let me just come today, that kind of thing. I was so shocked. Like, I was drawn aback because she didn't even know that I had been chatting with her for the product she was selling with my friend's phone. You know, she didn't even know how to get to me. But the fact that she was so honest, to the fact that she didn't, like, she remembered that, oh, somebody, her account got credited and she didn't like give the person money, something like that. Like, I was so touched, like, and I was like, oh my God, this woman is such a good woman. I was like, this woman is such a good woman. Like, okay, good people still exist in Nigeria. Okay, I'm just capping, but like, truly, truly, good people still exist. And I feel like we always hear like scam stories, you know, about how people got scammed, and nobody really comes out to say, okay, when people do good things to them. And that's why, like, I literally wanted to put it out there that, like, good things really do happen, and it would happen to good people. So karma is what, as people say, a bitch. If you're a good person, karma will come back to you in a good way. But if you are not a good person, trust me, honestly, it would come back. I mean, this is not in any way trying to say that, okay, I'm a good person per se, but I'm just trying to, like, taking somebody's money is something I would never do. So I was so grateful that she didn't take my money. And because of this good character, even though I never needed her product, I just had to, like, make sure that I purchased something from her. And every time, I'm always, like, you know, talking to her if I see her, and just keeping this good relationship. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you learned one or two. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Sweet and Sour Pod, and fill in the Google form, let me get to know you. Even if you don't want to follow me, I would follow you. Have a nice day, sweetie.